Dave, and DeGenevic.
How many hours a night do you get of sleep on average? Looking at this article in the Deseret News, they actually say there's a magical number for the perfect amount of sleep. They break it down by age. And the moment I saw this article at Deseret.com this morning, I started scrolling. I skipped like all of the paragraphs to get to the, okay, what is the perfect number of hours of sleep a night for my age?
You broke it down by age?
They did.
They broke it down by age, and I will tell you, because you know I love a rabbit hole, you know, just dive down. I broke it down by animal.
I was going to say, speaking of rabbits.
Speaking of rabbits. So.
Oh, you want to see if we compare. Do we post this on Facebook, on our KSL News Radio Facebook page?
We should. Give this
us
is great.
You know, give me a thumbs up there. I think Michelle said, yeah. Let me get on to our KSL News Radio Facebook page. And we posted a question there about this. Like, how many hours of sleep do you get a night? We asked our listeners to give us that information. And then here I am. I'm on the site. Okay, so here's our question. Tell us how many hours of sleep you get at night, and we'll tell you what animal you are. And we had dozens of responses. So in a moment,
I love this.
Leslie, Kathy, Deanna, Carson, TC, Penny, Sarah, all of those members of our Facebook KSL News Radio page, we will be giving you the animal, or Dave will be giving you the animal you are.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I get, let's start with me. I do want to break down the actual chart.
What is recommended?
For infants, okay. Toddlers, children, teenagers, and adults. But okay, let me just give a taste of it, what animal I am. I used to get 5 hours of sleep a night. I've increased that ever so slightly, but what would I have been at 5 hours of sleep a night?
A goat.
Oh, greatest of all time.
Yeah. No. I'm not saying you're the goat. I'm saying goats on average, according to Washington University, get on average 5 hours of sleep in a 24-hour period.
Okay, so, but for humans, the Sleep Foundation, according to the Deseret News article, says here are the numbers of hours of sleep you need a night to function. An infant under 1 year old, 12 to 16 hours a night. That includes naps. So basically, babies are like cats. They just kind of sleep all day. A toddler,
don't sleep as much as you think.
Toddler, 1 to 5 years old, needs 10 to 14 hours of sleep a night, or a day. That also includes naps. So 10 to 14 hours a day for a 1 to 5 year old.
So if you're wondering why your toddler is cranky, are they getting 10 to 14 hours of sleep?
A day.
Yeah.
Throughout the day.
10 to 14 hours of sleep is significant.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all do have cranky toddlers. Because
so, I mean, think about that.
In the stores,
if you put them to bed at, say, 8 o'clock. Say you put a toddler to sleep at 8 o'clock, and they sleep 12 hours all the way around till 8 a.m. I know that's far-fetched. But 8 a.m. to 8 or 8 p.m. to 8 a.m., that is only 12 hours. They could have a two-hour nap on top of that. Mm-hmm. That's what a toddler could be required. And my guess is that is not what your toddler is getting. Hmm. Mine certainly wouldn't. I didn't realize 14 hours, yeah. 10 to 14 hours is what they need. Yeah,
the top end. So a child who's 6 to 12 needs 9 to 12 hours of sleep a night to feel good, get up just ready to greet the world.
So what's their bedtime? What's the bedtime of a 12-year-old? It's, maybe 9, 10 o'clock, and then they're waking up at 6 or 7 for work? School?
Yeah, that's your
it's
kids.
It's their work.
The rest of our kids are going to school. A teen, 13 to 18, obviously, 8 to 10 hours a night. Now, I know when I was 18 years old, I was starting into my golden years of only sleeping 5 to 6 hours a night.
Oh, yeah. There's not a teenager I know that gets 10 hours of sleep.
Well, on the weekends.
Not one.
On the weekends, I would try, but we were busy. I was busy. I was booked and busy. An adult. Okay. I'm way shy of this. I don't even know how in the world I ever make this up. Adults 18 years and over should be getting 7 or more hours of sleep a night. How much do you get, Dave?
About that. 7.
Okay. What? So if you're a 7-hour night human sleeper, what would you be in as an animal?
Does anyone have 7 hours on our Facebook page? Did anyone say
no.
7 hours?
No. We all function on 6 or less, Dave.
Okay.
Oh, Sarah gets 2 to 3. Okay, we'll get to Sarah's in just a moment. Go
okay.
On.
7 hours, a pig.
Okay.
I get 7.
No comment. Penny says sleep. What's that? Totally.
Penny's definitely
totally
sleep deprived.
Totally get that, Penny. Sarah gets 2 to 3. So let's go for 3.
I have 2 to 3. A donkey.
Edward,
a donkey
gets
Edward 3 hours.
Gets 3 too. Wendy gets on our Facebook page. We asked, you know, how many hours of sleep you get because Dave's comparing it to animals, how much they get. Wendy gets 6.
6? A gray seal.
We've already talked about
trying to dodge the orca for your life, swim for your life. There you go, gray seal.
Oh, Katrina gets 9.
9 hours of sleep?
8 to 9, yeah.
Chimpanzee? Or squirrel monkey?
Oh, we're almost out of time. We got to hustle. Peyton gets 7.
7, also a guppy.
And Phyllis gets 4.
4? A cow. A cow gets 4 hours of sleep.
Sarah says sometimes she gets 2.
2? Horse.
Oh, I thought 2 was a giraffe.
Oh, 2? Yes. Sorry. A horse is 2.9. A giraffe? Yes, 1.9. There's no way
wild.
You can survive on 2 hours of sleep. You're the most sleep-deprived human in America.
Hi, Lindsay Ertz in for Maria. We don't know how much sleep she gets a night, but she's so busy all the time, I would doubt she gets more than 2 or 3. She's got more news straight ahead.